For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend. They'll take on the Falcons of Bowling Green, joined by goalie Mike Bitzer, the player of the tournament at the North Star Cup. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
You get that first win, a shutout. Does the confidence level just skyrocket after that?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get to play in a big situation like that and you perform well, it's always big for the confidence, and that it was a big confidence boost for the whole team.
You've played in the X a bunch. As a freshman, that's kind of rare that you've played there that many times. But the more times you play in a big building like that, does it make seeing the puck a lot easier?
To be honest, I think every time it's, the adrenaline's going and emotions are up high. So I think no matter how many times you play there, the excitement level's still the same. So I don't know. I think I could play there 100 times, I'd still be the exact same.
Is it hard to keep your emotions in check when you're playing a top-ranked team in that building with state bragging rights on the line?
I don't try not to think into it that much, so just try to worry about it minute by minute and just go from there.
Penalty kill was fantastic in front of you. Guys killed off the 1 5-minute major on Friday and about killed off the second one, if not for a late redirect around you. How good were they?
Oh, penalty kill was phenomenal all weekend. Clearing pucks, blocking shots. I think went through the first 3.5 minutes of that 5 minute on Saturday without even seeing a shot. So that was phenomenal PK by the guys, and I appreciate it.
Then you get a penalty shot called. As a goalie, do you have an idea as to what you're going to do? Have an idea of what the other guy is going to do even before that whistle blows or not?
Not really. I'm just going to try to get out there and hopefully not bite first.
You said in the post game that you'd rather have that than a penalty kill, and Coach Cerutori strongly disagreed with your thought process there. But you guys do not necessarily practice, but you're messing around after practice all the time with breakaways and such. How good are you? How many do you stop in a given week?
I don't know. I'd say I'd probably take 25 to 30 a day. So, and then me and the whole freshman class have a little contest where we can't get off the ice until I stop all of them. So some days last a little longer than others, but I feel pretty confident in my breakaways right now.
Bowling Green coming in this weekend. You guys lost twice there, played pretty well. Is revenge the right word or not?
I don't know if we're looking for revenge. We're just looking to put together a good weekend and hopefully bring out a few points and hopefully move up a little bit in the standings here.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.